Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, the rhythm for Jeff and Dada. Jab, the angelic poetess. TGIF. Happy Friday, everyone. Chief, get your butt on the line. Stop playing. Where you at?
I'm right here, Bob. Okay. I'm right here. I was trying to mute my phone. I mean, the computer, so y'all wouldn't hear me do my reggae on, you know.
All righty, then. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It's Friday. You know, I missed you. I missed the poets. We didn't have a show on Tuesday, but we here, and I'm happy. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good. Happy to be back. Mr. Poet, so definitely call in and spit your piece. You don't have to have a funny piece. This is Laugh Out Loud Friday, so we're going to be funny, joking around, playing some comedy clips, but by all means, spit what you want.
Yes, and I was thinking, you know, if you got a clip that you want to play and you think that it will play clearly over the line, I think you should call in and play it. If you got a funny clip, I want to hear it.
Oh, I know that's right. Yeah, don't be calling in, distorting the sound and all that, and laughing.
I said if it's going to play clearly. I thought I made that clear. But anyway, we love y'all. Happy Friday and all that jazz. We hit a party. We have a good time. It's the original Porch After Dark. Y'all know how we do. Shout out to the chat room. Much love to all of y'all punctual people, everybody on the line, holding on, ready to get in with the poetry and the music and the comedy. I'm ready, boss. I'm ready to laugh.
We definitely about to get it in. If you're in the
chat, I got my laughing medicine.
You have a Twitter account. Please tweet the show. Let your friends know. Don't keep it all to yourself. They probably want to laugh and hear some poetry, too, so definitely tweet the show. And we're going to start off with our first clip. This is an old one. And I don't care how old it gets. It's going to always be, like, the number one funny to me. And these are just clips, so I'm not able to play the whole thing, but you're going to get a clip of it. This is Chris Tucker when he first started out, y'all, that Comedy Jam. Oh, yes. Chris Tucker, that actually put him on the map, if y'all don't know. When he came out and did that, after that, homeboy just started doing straight movies. I ain't seen no more stand-up from him after that. If you seen something, let me know. Please call in, let me know.
Yeah, you know, I think he like he might have peaked at Friday. And then, like, after, well, I don't know. The first Rush Hour was funny, I think.
Yeah, but it wasn't stand-up.
Right, I'm saying he kind of, like, peaked after Friday. He did that, and I don't know. It might be a lot of transition to go from being in stand-up to being in movies and doing the scripts and going back to just being naturally funny. Maybe it's hard. I don't know.
To each his own, you know, because Martin stayed true to the game. That's my boy right there. We got someone on the phone lines. It is open mic, so if you're trying to get on mic, you need to go ahead and press one so we can open up your lines. If you're listening by internet, you can call in at 347-826-9842 and get on the mic. First call.
And remember, you do not have to be a funny piece. You can just do your thing.
Just do your thing. 413. What's up? Who this be?
Hey, what's up? This is Dion Valdez, the soldier. What's up, lady?
Oh, looky, looky. What a gym, soldier boy.
What's poppin'? It's nothing. It's cool. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Just chillin'. You know, enjoying it.
Dion.
Yeah. No doubt. No.
Welcome.
Hey, I'm here.
I know that's right.
Y'all doing it. Hey,
so do you have a favorite comedian out there? You got somebody that gets you laughing all the time?
Oh yeah. Wow, Chris Tucker's a good one. I think my all-time favorite is between Bill Cosby and Eddie Murphy. Them two,
really?
I don't know. Yeah, I like Jim Carrey too. It's a cause
yeah,
Jim Carrey got that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, you know, he got that physical comedy. Jim Carrey is my favorite, but stand up is between Eddie Murphy and that dude. But yeah, that's funny. Chris Tucker's funny too, but he's better stand up. And Friday was the movie.
Right,
yeah,
it
really
was. Can't deny it.
Yeah, it was the
so
movie.
So what you got for us tonight, soldier?
Oh, I got a little piece. It's poetry is too. And I'm going to get into it. Hold on. Let me get this straight. My poetry comes you and I, a moment of vengeance as together we all fly. Terrible stains become rains and drops, run away from the weather. We learn from history, never contemplate misery, placing us in potholes, setting traps for our goals. There's something gaping in our soul. We need a plumber to unclog our dreams, charging us too much to live so plain. Staying away from those patients who try to probe as these secret systems unfold, who try to give us these bloody roles defined by house and monetary gains, told by our government being broke is so mundane. Nuclear fission, bombardment to hardship. Are you walking around with guns with no full clips? Are you walking around with guns with no full clips? Are you walking around with guns with no full clips? Our mind becomes our weapons while our college kids keeps on stepping. College education, each elementary. In some countries, we illiterate as the new price rise. Never was in the picture, so they hide the family album. Searching is so funny, you so blatant, so blind. So how long they hide this? Poetry comes to understand. A hands reprimand the land of falling. Life is never a reality show. The real show is never boring. While you sitting on your video game snoring, plots been made on your freedom. Dictatorship is not far from the corner. Hope you're ready for the state of mourning. A morning that never comes, nights that's never end. My poetry becomes a renegade that makes the loose ends mend. Exposing every sin, giving a helping hand to lend to the ones who fell. Reading all the face that's long, that's blended, and pretending to state your claim. When the scope is under your name and identity, you have to rely on the real divinity when they know your vicinity. And that's in peace. Our poetry is too.
Yeah, soldier boy in the world.
He is definitely in the building. I missed you. Goodness.
Yeah, I miss y'all too. You know that. I'm on
like
the better.
Thank you.
You know.
Wow, let me tell you, one of my favorite little parts of that is when you say how you walk around with guns with no full clips. Like, I like that play right there. I like that. That was hot. That was really hot.
You know, I've just been writing in rehab, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I call this called writing in rehab, so I've been writing a lot. Get ready for 2012. I got a book coming out, Status Quo and Poetry Notes. I got an album that's coming out pretty soon. I don't know the date of that, but just doing it, and I'm doing more shows, and I invite y'all to come out to one of my shows. I don't know when it's going, when it's my first show, but I'm doing it again. So, you know how it is.
That's right, brother. And you're on that grind, and that's respect right there. Get your grind on. Tell the people how they can find you.
Hey, Dion Ballard, that's called Poetry Note book fan page, innerchild.name. Google me and just holler at me and let me know what's going on. If you want to see me, holler at me too. You know, a place I can perform at, holler at me. And
holler at them. You know, Enlisted Media, y'all. That's
yep.
What's up.
And I just want to let people know that I started here at Poetry at the Dot. So.
Boy, say that. I'm going to clap again for you. Say that.
I started here at Poetry After Dark, my first piece I ever spit and wrote. Well, not wrote, but spit. Is on Poetry After Dark.
Yeah, I mean, we had that on the show on the same day. Like, we started out together.
That's right.
That's what I mean. I know, right? Ain't that pressure?
Thanks for calling in. And
yeah, you know, I got it.
I hope you were able to sit around for the rest of the show, babe.
Oh, you know, I'm going to listen up because, you know, I'm down for y'all, you know what I'm saying? And the funny too.
All right, babe. Okay, so if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the original Poetry After Dark. It's Laugh Out Loud Friday. So we're playing stand up clips of some of our favorite comedians. And you call in and let us know who your favorite comedian is, what's your favorite stand up, and sit any type of piece. We're not asking for a funny piece. You can sit whatever type of piece you like. The number is 347-826-9842.
Shout out to the chat room. They in there live. We got a bunch of guests. Shout out to all of our guests visiting us. Appreciate you. Everybody in the chat room, much love to y'all. I can't keep up with what's going on at the moment.
Free to register. If y'all want to register, you can register. And at that point, you can chat in the chat room. You get the full privileges. Wow. Okay, the next clip we have, and as I take these clips, they're real short clips, I'm going to be going back to the mic. So the next person coming up on the mic is 216. If you're on the line and you can press 1, you need to press 1 so you can get in the queue. All right, next up, we're going to play this dude here. I can confess, he's funny to me. He might not be funny to you, but he's funny to me. I went to see him live. He is a man. I mean, I think it's funnier to see his face because he just makes some of the funniest faces just make you die. I almost just chilled up in there. I was just totally off. He had me. And I know everyone should know him if you don't get to know him. His name is Lavelle Crawford. Started out on Comic View, doing his own stand-up, doing his own thing. Big up to him. And this one he's talking about food, as usual, because he's a big guy. We'll be right back there.
Thank you, DJ. Turn that shit out. You motherfuckers clap like I was shit. Fuck that. You better clap better than that. Fuck that. The bullshit. I know I ain't D.L. Hughley and Kings of Comedy. He is a special nigga because I've been with him before, and we ate steak late at night at the stick house, and they opened it back up this next 3 o'clock in the morning. You know how much I dreamed of opening up a steak restaurant when I wanted it? Open up, steakhouse. I want a ribeye right now. Give it up for Shaq. He's 90 feet tall. This motherfucker can't do nothing else but play basketball. What the fuck else he gonna do? Hang up billboards or something? Wash off motherfucking RVs, and it can't do shit else. You need to apologize to your mama for fucking up her uterus like you did, nigga. Big gigantic ass nigga, boy. The nigga had on a pair of house shoes. They were some Sesame Street. He had all the Cookie Monster on his shoes. That was fucked. He's a real and I looked up, I had $100 worth of food. I was full as hell laying out on that playground, laying on the slide. She thought, could you move? We can't slide down. And motherfuckers do that job everywhere, man. They downsize that every place that you wouldn't even think they downsize that. My cousin got fired for Popeyes the other night. He was just I'm like, what happened, man? He said, nigga, they downsized them.
Oh, my goodness. That dude is just funny as shit, yo. Like I say, you don't get the full player version unless you actually see his face, yo. I mean, them eyes be about to pop out his head. Too funny. Oh, boy. He said, do tell, young lady.
Right.
Oh, my
goodness.
Okay.
Laugh out loud Friday, y'all. I hope y'all agree with
those. Going to the phone lines, and we're going to call it 216. 216, you're in the building?
Yes, hello. This is Mama Oladeji. And I have
a Mama.
Oh. I have a clip to play for you all, even though I don't think it's that funny. I really think the man is sincere. But since this is the first day of Christmas, this was sent to me by Candace, and she wants me to tell everybody Merry Christmas. So I'm going to play this clip for you, okay?
All
you ready? Right. Are y'all ready?
Uh-huh. Okay, I don't hear anything. Is it me?
Okay, what happened?
Yeah, because I don't hear anything. I heard a little bit, then it went off.
Yeah. And then nothing. And then there was nothing.
Y'all funny. Okay. I don't know if this was a joke. It was corny if it was a joke. I'm going to say that. I don't think Mama would do that. But we're going to keep this thing
rolling.
You don't
think Mama would be that corny, too? That's what she just said. She just said that on the radio to the public.
I ain't saying I did. I said I don't. That don't sound like Mama O to me. Maybe she's just having some technical difficulties, and she'll call back in. Don't be throwing me under
that. That sounds about right.
I'll put you under there.
He's not
pointing. Come on, Nate. All right,
your turn.
So, if you're just tuning in, this is Laugh Out Loud Friday. We're not requesting a funny piece. Just bring what you got. We're playing comic clips, stand up, favorite comics, and we want to know who's your favorite comic. Who does it for you? 618. You're in the building.
Hello.
Yeah, Sean. Hey, what's up with this?
It's 5 Public.
Hey,
well, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you ladies doing tonight?
We laughing.
Doing good.
All right. Yeah, I'm enjoying the show so far.
Thank you.
That's what's up. I'm glad you are.
So who do it for you? Who make you laugh?
Oh, man. Pretty much any Eddie Murphy movie make me laugh.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy. That's our second Eddie Murphy. Okay.
Yeah. Was it 48 Hours? The next 48 Hours. Those two movies are my all-time favorites right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's one
classic,
of those movies you can watch over and over, and you still laugh at the same parts. It don't even matter that you know it's about to happen.
Right. Yeah, wasn't that, I don't know if it was the first one or the second one, he was on that bus, and they was transporting him, and he was singing Rock There. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that movie, I know back and forth. The funniest part, to me, I think it was part two, is when he was in that bar and he was talking about how pissed off he was. Oh, my goodness. He said, but bam, car blew up. Buster flipped over 54 times. Oh, man, that shit was hilarious.
Heck yeah.
So, what you got for us tonight?
I'm going to do the show a little piece, and I guess I'll get out y'all way. Well, I'm going to ask you, you want a serious piece or you want a sex piece or a love piece?
We want whatever
you
want.
Y'all ain't no help.
No, not at all.
All right, here we go. I'm losing control. I'm losing sight. I'm losing every motherfucking thing in my life. And I ain't never been a fan of the limelight. I just wanted to spin on the mic to try to get right, but Mr. Get Bad wouldn't get back, so I'm forced to fight. I lost my right to authority. Of course I write for the majority, but mostly it's just for me. I spit to be free, so I'll spit for free. No fee, hopefully one person will feel me. Because you don't need me as much as I need you. If this is about having juice, to consider yourself Bishop and I'm Q, just give me the cue, and I'll be the first to spit a verse. Never rehearse, because it hurts every time I reiterate. And the only reason why I don't write my problems down, cause I don't want nothing to remind me of why I haven't made it. I hold nothing sacred. I have no fear, so in other words, I don't care. I just let things be, but be careful. Cause soon as you try to find peace, the road's narrow, no arrow, so you lost in direction. Cause ever since adolescence, I've been digesting contraceptives to lessen the blessing of understanding. Never had the whole truth due to the fact that I didn't have a close family. Can we be together is what she always tells me. But I treat love situations like R. Kelly. I just piss on it, and I'm pissed only for the fact that I'm lonely and I want somebody to hold me, but I don't know how it feels to be held. But I know how it feels to be lied to. I know how it feels when people despise you. Only when you tried your best, but best believe they only see you when you fail to succeed. And the ones that criticize couldn't provide. In the moment when you don't give a fuck, you're stuck. And when you run out of luck, you buck at the first opportunity to get gratuity. So don't be surprised if you see me all ski masked up. I'm not trying to hurt you, I'm just used to people passing the buck. And I ain't one of those ones to be out there holding the cup. Cause I don't work too hard to ask for spare change. I done been through so much to bear pain. Cynical can't remain in my brain, main reason why I ain't got a red ring. Cause I'm not at that point that I'm stable. I'm not at that point where I'm able to aid you. So angel, please fly away. Cause if you stay, I'll be blocking my blessings. Cause I'll be taking advantage of one of God's greatest possessions. I'm possessed with the infatuation of imagination. Not ready to deal with the reality of any situation. Not expecting respect, cause I don't give a fuck about perception. I can only give you what I've been given, so that means I can only give you rejection. And this mic ain't a weapon, it's an excuse to let loose, to regroup, to execute any tactic to tap in my inner strength. But in a sense, what's the use? I just lose it anyway. Cause I was like 2 seconds I was 2 seconds from the Glock cocked back through my soul. I was ready to explode, load the ammunition, had my finger on the trigger, itching, wishing I could alleviate the pain, but my aim kept steady missing. I was missing my mother so much cause I couldn't harvest her touch, and dreams is all I can clutch, but that was never enough. I was on the verge of being a virgin the rest of my life, cause I was steady searching for the perfect wife, but life is not perfect. I am not perfect, cause I keep murdering my own ambitions and dreams and visions, it seems. I was on a mission to lynch my cause I kept thinking with a cardinal mentality, and I'm so hard on myself cause I had no one else to raise me. It's crazy. They said if you want something, then take it, but don't take it if you can't take it. You can touch but don't taste it, taste but don't swallow it. So if I seem a little confused, accept my full apology. Like the Ephesians trying to cast out demons, but not really knowing Jesus left me brutally beaten, bleeding from soul to skin. So I tried again, took a grenade to the brain and pulled the pin, then pin to the paper writing my last statement. Cause in my state of mind, I got ideas as big as cities, with a heart like a country, and my consciousness is like a continent. So the whole world evolved around me, I just never conquered it. And with every attempt to no longer exist, I thank God for giving me bad aim and good penmanship. That's it.
Yep.
Stepping on the mic, turning it up.
Yeah, I had to get that off my chest, so I appreciate y'all.
Yes. Oh, man,
you
got to
tell the people who you are, because we still confused on who you are. Tell us who you are.
Well, I go by the name Fire Poet. Of course, that's FIYAHPOET. Real name, Chris.
He's coming out the gate. See, I mean, I didn't even notice it was him. I'm like, hold up. Fire Poet? Oh, snap. Watch out, y'all.
Yeah, right.
That was live. I loved it. Absolutely great choice. He said, but don't take it if you can't take it. Oh, I loved it. Excellent.
Appreciate it, Wayne. I love y'all, too. Right on.
Right on. I'm going to put your links up in the chat room, man, so the people know how to get at you.
All right, right on. Yeah, I'll be trying to join it, but I'm having some trouble with my laptop, so.
Well, I'll be like that. It's not just you. It ain't just you. Trust that.
All right, lady.
All right, man.
Oh, that's how you do the show. I can't wait to run this back. Already.
That's his link, people. That's his link to his Facebook account. Hook up with him. Fire Poet. Christopher Fire Poet. And hook up with him. Man, he just, I didn't even know it was him. Like, he called in before, but he ain't calling like that. So that kind of threw me away right there. But that's good shit. All right. We're going to play another clip. We're going to check out Cat Williams. I heard Cat Williams in the chat room. And this clip here, I was drinking, which I had no business drinking. I spit everything out. That was just totally, he just killed it on this one. White Friends, y'all. This is the clip, White Friends.
Go out and get you some white friends. Get you some white motherfucking friends. You ain't got to sleep with them, but you're going to need them motherfuckers. If you go to jail and call your nigga friends, these motherfuckers will interrogate you more than the goddamn police. Where the fuck was you at? What the fuck was you doing? Why the fuck you ain't called me? Not your white friend. Them motherfuckers will be there by the time you hang up the phone, and they'll be hotter than you. Just what the fuck did he do? Murdered who? Look, I fucking known him for 2 weeks. He wouldn't fucking do something like that. Gotta love white people. I don't give a fuck what you say. White people are friendly. You can call them motherfuckers up at 3 o'clock in the morning, wrong number, and they won't even be mad at you. They just, hello? No, I'm sorry, no Shaquita here. Well, what number did you dial? No, it's a 9, not a 7. Well, try it. If it doesn't work, call me back. What are they going to say now? Gotta love white people. And thanks to white people, we know anything about wild animals. Do you realize that niggas have never in the history of niggerdom discovered a wild animal? Not one, not a wild pit bull, nothing. Cause we too cautious. Niggas don't discover shit. We don't get close enough to discover. Niggas take no chances. They're, what nigga, is that a Rottweiler or a bear? Nigga, go, go, no, go, fuck that, go. White people, though, let me say this. Y'all need some nigga friends. Get you some nigga friends. Just don't ever, ever call them your nigga friends. Don't ever. That'll fuck the relationship up. There's my nigger friend. You guys say it all the time. White people, you need your nigger friends so they can tell you when shit is not appropriate. First of all, white people, please stop putting them little blue leashes on your children. Please stop doing that. That is only entertainment for niggers. That's all that is. We be excited as a motherfucker. Look at us. Why white kids grow up and kill everybody in the goddamn school because you done treated them like a German Shepherd ever since they were 3. They've been just going, oh, I love it.
Please, I'm telling you, I haven't seen that in quite a while, but I never understood why they put the leashes on the kids. I never understood that right there. That just baffled me.
I have a comment.
Oh, my God. My jaw's hurting, y'all. Ow. I've been laughing too much. Oh, man. We're going to keep this thing rolling.
No way, and it's even more funny because the kids will be gone off the leash and the parent will still be walking around pulling the little leash. That kid got to feel that that baby is not on that leash anymore, and they just walk around, baby gone. Went all down that store, through the store, tearing up stuff. But it's funny. You never tell the parent either. You know your kid is running through it because it's funny.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to get on that because we'll be all night on how they do not discipline their children anyhow. 216.
Okay.
216 in the building.
I'm back. Okay, let me cue the clip up.
Shout out to the chat room. I wish I was there so I can clown with the family. I got a little something here I wrote today called the Mankind on the Clock by the Mad Writer.
Yeah.
So, fill me on this. Please, just listen. I have little time, 4 minutes and 20 seconds before the 13 hours. See, there's a reason why I feel this way about that thermite collapsing the towers, dynamite blowing up the levees before the wrath of Katrina's power, civilians unaware of the bleach, the Alexin, linked to the diabetes and thanks to this bleach white flower, unable to smell the bullshit ever since our relationship went sour. I want to apologize to all of those in my network, preoccupied with these homicides and poverty and immune to drugs that makes your head hurt. Some unable to assert themselves when it comes to the rush, others run, a few fight back, burying us on top of each other in a ditch covered in dirt, suspending my First Amendment rights for one government convert. I'd rather get shot in the mouth than be unable to blurt out these fucking words of truth and righteousness I wore my heart on my sleeve, so shit, I got shot first. These actions were rehearsed, heartless. They hunted, they raped, slaughtered the population remaining two-thirds and showed no remorse if these actions were reversed. The women, the children, and the pets, they didn't care. They unloaded with the text, lined them up one by one, taking down the next. Blood stains, grass mixed in cold sweats, and these helicopters hover. Underground layers blown to bits by the heat-seeking missiles from the stealth jets and the outspoken considered threats through these written codes. Destined to inform the rest. See, I have no regrets. And the prayer goes out to my loved ones turning their backs on us all for these digital checks. They was easy targets, forced to abide by these man-made rules and live eternally in fucking debt. Purchased a house with credit, yet, shit, you only a tenant. Better read your contract. The blood shed will never offset this financial game of roulette, where no one cares about your morals and integrity in the world, only concerned about how much you net. Most don't even know you only get paid 67 cents to the dollar on that lousy-ass check. I say this out of respect. At some point, we all need a fucking factory reset. I said, fuck the whores of Wall Street, and everyone got upset. My home was raided. Viruses played my network and system. What? They don't know. I have it backed up on cassettes, and the audio is on cassette. See, somewhere hidden below, forgiveness to those who tagged me in the pictures and gave my locations of the GPS they didn't know, of these hidden agendas that are used against us on the low. Toys for guns, mechanical birds with hidden cameras, crime watch rewards, oh my, whoa. And gaming systems used to monitor us all below, using analog controllers to gather the fingerprints attached to the confidential bio. Shit, I just wanted to play 2K, folks. And they upload it to these databases once you link your account to the online privileges show. And this rabbit hole feels cursed. So apologies to my family for opening my mouth, though. I already have my will intact, made arrangements. My organs are already in escrow. Reasons for my disappearance, well, they followed my whereabouts on this original poetry after dog show. They decoded my ink and recorded my flow. They emailed me with a subject, say, shit, homeboy, you gotta go. If so, her reply was, you got to catch me, ho. And that was 6 weeks, 5 hours, and 20 minutes ago. Collectively, we volunteered the info. Who I'm engaged to, my mother, my brother, my sister, yo, my cousins, my friends, their friends, my aunts and uncles, locations down. And all I remember was getting snatched up in the volume of the stereo to a voice saying, that's just something they already know. They know, they know, they know. And that's it.
You know.
Yeah.
Word. Oh man, that was deep, fam.
Hey.
Yeah.
I try, man.
Yes. And thank you for calling in. You teaching. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, much love to y'all, man. I wanna give a shout out to that brother, it was Fire Poet. That was his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote that shit.
Yeah, he did.
Right? Okay. All y'all doing y'all tonight. I'm very, very pleased. That's what's
for
up.
For sure. Y'all do what y'all do. I want to get back.
Let know where they can find you real quick.
Tuesday and Fridays on this show here. Y'all better like y'all know. Plus, you have to talk about the motherfucking sitting.
That's how you do it.
Yo.
Word. All right. And we're going to keep this thing rolling. Appreciate the love from the chat room, everybody on the phone lines. If you're on the lines, I see a lot of callers and you have not pressed 1 to get in queue. You haven't heard you are in queue. You need to press 1 if you're trying to get on the mic. The queue is getting kind of deep, so you might want to press that button. All right, we're going to go back to these clips. Man, I've just been chuckling it off tonight for real, too much. All right. Who remembers when Bernie Mac started out?
When did Bernie Mac start out? Do you remember?
He started out on Def Jam with a whack outfit. Oh, my goodness. So, yes, he was funny. He killed the crowd. It was on a memorable occasion. He did his thing. So we're gonna
check out Bernie Mac.
Yes, he the man. Small clip, y'all, so, you know. Sorry, we can't play the whole thing. Yeah, I guess that one don't want to play for y'all. Okay, we're going to move on. My bad. Next set will be Martin Lawrence. Yeah. He should play.
And we can sit together, blacks and whites, work together, freedom, grow together. That's beautiful. Mark says, nonviolent, nonviolent, we shall overcome. I've been to the mountaintop. Nonviolent, nonviolent. Malcolm says, yeah, but by any means necessary. Martin says, nonviolent, nonviolent. Oh, and then Malcolm was saying the same thing. They just had different opinions and different approaches to it. And I thought that was beautiful. I said, that's all right. You know? But then one day I was watching, and Martin Luther King, and I'm named after Martin. I'm proud of it. And I watched him go through Birmingham, Alabama. And this racist white boy picked up a rock, you know, like a half a boulder or some shit. And he pitched that motherfucker like he was pitching for the Orioles. Bah! And hit Martin in his head. And all Martin did was say, oh, nonviolent, nonviolent. Don't nobody do nothing. Nonviolent, nonviolent. My ears bleeding right now. Don't nobody do nothing. We shall overcome. I've been to the mountaintop. I'm having a dream right now. Nonviolent, nonviolent. And I was proud. I said, damn! That takes a strong man to get hit in the head with a half a boulder and still say nonviolent. Damn! Boom! But if you like me, then one time you would have loved to hear Martin say, number one, you motherfuckers hit me with a rock. I'll beat your bitch ass, you motherfucker. Fuck that Coretta, these niggas think I'm soft. Let me show you how Martin get down, motherfucker. And I know he got on his voice. I know he was here and shit said, Jesse, damn it, Jesse, you seen who threw that fucking rock, Jesse. Get off your ass and go handle that. Stop chasing them hoes, Jesse.
Oh, my goodness. Run till that. Yo, yes, he came back to the D.C., came back trying to do his thing. That was a funny stand-up. All right. I got a poet just after me, so I'm about to be hiding in a minute. She pulling drive-bys. I got to watch out for her. I see my cheese dropped off the face of the map, but it's cool. We're going to move on. Next caller we have is 513. You're on the mic.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, this is Honey. How are you ladies tonight?
Good.
Hey, honey. How are you? Good. To answer the question first, who makes me laugh? I got a couple of people. I want to go way back. To me, can't nobody do it no better than Red Fox and Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All day. Then bring it up closer, the whining and Monique Parker.
Yeah, really the whining, you think they funny?
Yes. I do. I enjoy them. So
they
anyway.
Are funny. I think they're funny. I know I can't say all of them, but the skin, I can't even remember which one he is. The one is always bald-headed. He is simple. Y'all go back to Living in Color, he killed it. I mean, when he was playing the little gay man, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something else that you have to be a part of. Everybody should have been at home watching In Living Color. I don't know. That's what TV was, TV. You was at home. You didn't mind being at home watching In Living Color.
Right. Exactly.
So what you got for us?
I want to do a piece that actually is dedicated to the men tonight. I wrote a piece and posted it the other night, and a lot of the men were really, really touched with it. So this piece goes out to the men tonight, and I want to give shouts out to Jason for allowing me to use his picture to write the piece too. It's called Broken Yet Unbroken. I watched him prepare himself to be broken. They thought everything they had done to him had broken him, from taking his family to robbing him of his very manhood. But yet, he still stood unbroken. As I saw his hands go up, they thought in surrender to them. They just didn't understand. He was surrendering to another like him that was stood before a bigger crowd. And as I lowered my head, the whip they raised, and with each lash they took, they tried to break him, tried to take his pride, desiring to reach down into his very soul to snatch it out, trod on it, joking his hair of wool, telling him his skin of color was a curse, not remembering another that had olive skin and hair of wool, the very God they taught of. They did the same exact way. Now today, broken, but yet not broken, our men of color still stand. Some in mental prisons, others in physical prisons, but yet not broken. The strength that is in the back of a colored man, coupled along with his mind, none other can match. Though he does not realize, he is the only one that can set him free from the streets and from the slavery that has been cast upon him since that other was enslaved. For it's time for the broken now to be unbroken.
That's powerful, Miss Honey. You bring it.
Thank you.
Wow.
And thank you all for allowing me to share it.
Anytime, honey. Your place is here. Anytime you want to sit.
All right. I'm going to my painting and listen. Thank you.
Well, honey, before you go, tell the people how they can find you.
Google, honey, HUNIIE. I'm everywhere. Wherever you are, I'm probably there.
Bam. All right.
That Google is powerful, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. That's what it is. Thanks again, honey. All
You're
right,
welcome.
Y'all. We have an hour left in the show. We're going to rock this thing. I think I have about maybe a couple steps, if that, left to play. We still want to know who's your favorite comic. I'm going to try to, and I hope it comes through clear, I want to try to play something from David Chappelle. No one mentioned him. No one mentioned David at all. And, like, one of his funniest clips was the games, bitch. That was the clip. Ask someone in the chat room if they had it. Please call in, but I'm going to try to find it myself. Let's see here.
I love Dave Chappelle. I can watch Dave Chappelle, all of it, and just be cracking up. I love Dave Chappelle. So I would have said Dave Chappelle, but you didn't ask me. I don't think so. You know, whatever.
I didn't have to ask. Okay. Let me stop because you know better. You ain't asked me. You could have just said it, though. Okay. 214. You wild. 214, you in the building.
from overdosing on money, sex, drugs, and greed, or waking in their internal arteries from blood clots, probably pain, sickness, and disease. Even though the pain is heavy, many have refused to bow their knees, stubborn and blind towards the Alpha and Omega. Mankind continues to get right by the cable. Help, 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 help. The world is at distress, paranoid at the chest, hoping for cardiac arrest. The map of the world has opened as God's word resuscitates his soul, allowing his love to form a mold in peace.
Well, all right. And he's calling in, he's not feeling well. That right there is passion for the arts. Love it.
Indeed.
And we hope you get well, and shout out to Arthur Charles in the chat room. Hope you get well also. Thanks for hanging with us, both of y'all, even though y'all not feeling well. Appreciate you, Refuse.
All
right.
Yeah, I feel y'all.
Refuge, drop your links up in the chat so they can get up with you. I got to play my last clip here. I did find that clip on Dave Chappelle, but he had about 5 different ones. I didn't realize the clip was that long. All right, so this clip here, Cat Williams, and this is, I'll let him tell it. We'll be right back.
Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed and you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you're not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. There's some shit you got to do. Well, why the fuck is it illegal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal. But if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's the side effect. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it. I'm just saying. If your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this because of the struggle. Niggas on the grind. There's a chemical in weed that's called fucking. And if you can just get that in your system, it could change your life. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just take the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light. Fuck them goddamn blunt. I got candles. I've been waiting to burn them bitches.
Oh, my goodness, homeboy said, I've been waiting to burn them candles. Fuck that light bill. Oh, man, but he ain't never lying. He got a fucking ingredient in there for real. And I'm telling you, if marijuana wasn't circulating, a lot of people would be killed out this zone. There'd be a lot of dead bodies laying around here, a whole lot more than normal. I'm just saying. We're going to keep
this
thing
rolling.
Yeah, I
see you about the time. That could be a big old bag of that could be in your pocket. Yeah. I love that, though. And you're cracking up in the chat room. If you're not in the chat room, you just missed out on a whole other part of the show. Shout out to all y'all in the chat room hanging with us. Y'all are hilarious.
Some of y'all are hilarious. Some of y'all just bring wild out in the chat room. Yeah, I know who y'all are. Next up, 267 in the building.
What's going on, y'all? Yeah?
What it do?
I'm chilling. Yo, the king of comedy is Eddie Murphy. That's the funniest dude ever born. I just wanted to say that. Movie lines, delirious, raw. But I don't care. Eddie Murphy is the funniest. Eddie Murphy opened the door for every dude after him.
You think so? Everybody said Eddie Murphy. I'm surprised.
I beg to defer. Eddie is definitely a funny motherfucker. I'm not going to take that from him. But he got it all from Richard Pryor.
He did. But when I say that, I mean when it comes to them putting black dudes in movies and giving black dudes a lot of money to be inside of movies, Eddie Murphy was the first one.
Yeah, indeed.
Anyway, I'm going to share this piece with y'all called Copycat.
I like it already.
All right. When speaking from the heart, only true words spoken, whether provoked from thought or thought-provoking. Do monkey see or monkey do? If I jump off the roof, you jump in too, or do you copy what I do, then pretend it comes from you, like this is something new? Are you a mirror, a backward reflection of what's in front of you? Do you hope to grow up to be like me, something a son would do? Copycat, copy that. To get in front of me, bound to crash. Don't tailgate, I swerve too fast. Stay in your lane if you want to get past. Some people hear constructive criticism and call it hating. But how can one hate on what you're not responsible for creating? Copycat, copy that. They come with smiles and copy your styles. Changing colors in front of others, they reptiles. I'm married to poetry. I love you because I have to. You a stepchild. All that stepping on my heels starting to bother me. Walk with Jesus, why you want to follow me? You could suck me off a little, I ain't say you could swallow me. If you're offended, I offer no apology. Copy that, copycat. Before you get them to admire that, in your fine print, tell them who inspired that. What schemes it seems you scheme to acquire that. You not groundbreaking, you a replay. And if Yayo was here, I know what she say. They say imitation is the worst and most sincere form of flattery. Your limitation of bladed intimidation of imitation don't flatter me. See, I'm a lost soul. And if you claiming to be soulless, what it costs yours. I would waste time trying to change your mind, but it's obvious you lost yours. Or a spokesman responsibility for top picks or digging in archives for topics of lost shows. And if you didn't know, copy that. Copycat, the copy's what you sloppy at. Like so-and-so, you know his name. He writes like her, they write the same. After a while, it all gets lame. What you do, they do, you been in the game. But as soon as they get to the table, I bet you they try to play you. Poker face, fuck you with a smile, that's Joker's face. Wanna replace your space, only rodents win a rat race. You just in it for the chase. Roger that, copycat. Copy that. That was written in pain.
Fuck yeah. Shit, that thing I'm going to get framed. I want a copy, put it on my wall just so I can just keep it. Oh, yeah. Copy, can't copy that, motherfucker. That was written in pain, y'all. And I love how you did the yayo. Oh my goodness.
Shout out to my sister Yayo.
Indeed, you got that down pat, baby. Tell the people how they can find you.
I'm on Facebook, Written in Pain. I'm on Reverb Nation. I'm on Twitter. And on Thursdays, I'll be with Lyrical Movements, Breathing Through Paper. Y'all already know this Thursday, we're going to have Jody in the building. So y'all should come through. Show Jody some love.
Okay. Oh,
indeed.
Thank you for wrapping up, Jody. Yes. People, December 5th, cop that. Indeed. Support Jody. She's doing her thing.
Yeah. So, much love for y'all. I'm going to get up out of here. I'm going to stay in the building and see what's going on.
Indeed. All right, man.
All right.
That's what it do. All right. And we got a funny looking number on here. Excuse me. It says 447, blah, 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 blah. There's no dash in between the numbers. So, 447799, you're on the air.
It's Poetic Seven from the UK.
Oh, that's why. Oh, see, I'm feeling real stupid right now. He's calling out of the country. Okay. How you feeling?
I'm good. It's like 5 a.m., so, you know, I'm chilling.
Whoa.
I love it. I love it. I love
yeah.
It.
Thank you
that's
for calling
you love us right now. Right?
Yes, it's all good. I'm loving the show so far. I think the person who makes me laugh is certainly Cat Williams all the way.
All the way? I love me some Cat Williams, I must say. Even though I know he's tripping right now, somebody told me he was out robbing people or something. I'm like, really, Cat? It's like that?
Yeah, he needs to settle down.
I don't know what's going on with Cat right now, but you know, maybe he's practicing for a role. Ain't that what that little white girl said? I don't know. What you got for him?
I'm going to switch it up and go with something a little bit smoother called Gardens of Time. It goes a little something like, you are my other half. I want to find the key and give you the jump shot. We can make it a 3-point if you just clutch. We can go double dutch and split old and new languages. I want to practice my religion inside of you. Be hidden like Benedictine monasteries in the presence of naked flames. Discover a new language to speak your name. Close the door on your ark and squeeze your olive branch. Hold your feathers and let my gentle dove go. I am transfixed by the glow of your aura, manifested as the mount of trans elixir mutation, standing at the nape of your neck, plucking proverbs from your eyelashes, closing your chamber of secrets in 31 shades of devotion. Escucha la silencia de amor, nestle in my arms of unyielding rapture, relentlessly seeking the wine in your vineyard, shooting apples at your rosebush to know the meaning of prickly heat. Secrete your fermented torment at my altar. Open my tree to the knowledge of good and perfect. Send me your waves of melanin starburst till I shower in meteoric melanoma. Smoke me out and call me glaucoma treatment for love sickness. Homemade butter, I am the thickness. And as the Lord is my witness, you'll get it so deep you call this Mormonism. Bad religion, I'll convert you gently. Convert you gently. Give you the Buddha break and take your secret handshake so spiritual that when I come, you'll say someone sent me. Because you got me trapped with that Ricky Lake head snap. Loved that ball game so much I had to step up to bat. I throw touchdowns like a Harley Davidson rub down. Use my fingers for that switch hitter, screwball slider. Spark that membrane fire. Have you talking to spirit because my white rum is whiter. My high grade's higher. Toes tingling like barefoot ice skating after furnace facing meditation. Ass pyre. You got me addicted to the conflicted flavors of candy, acid, rain. Now every time I speak, it's cocaine. I shoot up and bust a rhyme in native tongues. It's tasting you in my lips like sugar in a salt mine. I beat it up so bad you only want to lift to assault my senses in tenses, injecting in tense ejaculations as in sense adventures. I need you in seven dimensions because eight would be pretentious. And we don't do suspended animation. We just separate high-definition rhythms, bone closing undertones. Said Rome wasn't built in a day, but moans were formed in Cafe Nero, set on fire by the discerning tongue that makes the heavens open and devil's blood freeze. Poseidon's son with Cupid's speed. Poetry. And that's that piece.
That was just, wow. I mean, yeah, you destroyed the mic. The lyrics, how you said it, everything was just off the chain. Wow.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you, boy. That was a treat, for real.
Anytime.
Well.
Anytime.
I believe Jody put your link up in the chat room, but again, for the people on the phone line, tell the people how they can find you.
You can find me on Facebook, /poetic.com/poetic7. That's poetic with a number 7. You can put me in Google, and you'll find me on Google Plus, all your favorite social networks, and more, even YouTube, to get you know, collabs and actual performances. And just add me, Adrian McKenzie, on Facebook. You'll see me with a sunrise underneath a plane wing, and that's how we get it down.
Get it down. I just love your accent. Thank you for calling in. I hope you call back again.
Thank you.
And see, China, that's what I'm talking about. I just love when callers call in. It's their first time, and they just destroy the mic like that. That's how we want to be remembered, right there. Love it. Shout out to Anu. Sneaking up in the chat. I ain't even get to see my girl, but big shout out. Thank you for coming through. We miss you, Anu, on the mic. Oh, girl, she was on Blazing the Mic.
She
did her thing.
Out.
Yeah, I'm calling her out because we are starting a petition to get her back on the mic because she came out of retirement to sit with Eva. And they just killed it. I mean, they just blew the mic up, literally. So, yeah, and then can't retire the pen yet, baby. Oh,
shout out to Candace over there, Blazing the Mic. Love you, Candace.
Big shout out.
Yeah, she put you on blast, and then she put you on blast.
I had to. I got a piece that I'm going to spit for someone in the chat room. But I'm a second level caller. Just let's try. I got you, baby. I'm going to spit that piece for you. 251. I believe it's not.
What's good, dear Angelic? What's good, Truly Jaded, a.k.a. Poetic Boo?
What's good, man?
Yeah, he called you out. Yeah.
That's so petty. Okay, let's keep it moving.
We're going to keep it moving. Y'all got me following over, dude, with the accent and everything. Y'all got me on blast for real.
Who keep you laughing, Miss Papa?
But anyway, my favorite comic is Cat Williams, of course, and Kevin Hart. I'm digging on Kevin Hart right now. So, you know, those are my favorite two comics right there.
Yeah, good pick.
And my piece is going to be called like a little funny, since it's LOL Friday and everything, you know, call this Player Lines. It's kind of funny to me, so y'all might like it too. Player Lines. Look here, little mama. I ain't trying to gas you up, but I just couldn't pass you up. And it looks like you got your heart on the shelf, but I still like the way you carry yourself. So what we going to do? I think I'm a match for you, no catch 22, because you ain't running and I already caught you, boo. Now, what kind of mood you in? Meet me on DIP by the City Trends. Probably get a room, take photos and zoom the lens. You tell your friends we went all the way down I-10. No dream, no mirage, top flow, Bobby Vars. I want to slide my card in your slot machine. Get you hot machine, jackpot machine. Now, it is what it is and it seems what it seems. I'm just trying to boost your self-esteem, and I love to ride clean. My rims say player, my tags say maintain. What the more I got to explain? I'm just trying to change the game and get all up in your brain. So stop you from shedding teardrop stains. And if your man is tripping, tell him to leave you alone. Stop calling your phone because your love is gone. Because he don't sound like me. Put it down like me. Turn your body round and round like me. And when it's time to fight for your love, he don't clown like me. In peace.
Is this Andrew?
This is Andrew.
Calling yeah. You trying to be somebody else. You can't hide from us. We know who you are.
What's good?
The recent arrival, baby. Always. You know what it is.
Yeah, I'm just trying to kind of glad I got off early to call into the show. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time coming, so, you know, feel good to be back, you know.
Thank you. I'm glad you made it. You always got work.
Yeah.
Gotta make
that
money, baby. So let the people know real quick how they can find you.
Well, I'm on Facebook, Andrew, The Recent Arrival Pope, and just join Twitter. So Twitter account is The Recent Arrival. That's it. And I forgot my Gmail account number, so just Twitter and Facebook right now.
All right, baby. Appreciate it.
No problem. All
right. Oh, my goodness. Look, lady, if you don't leave me alone, you're going to have some problems. You better stop. Next up, we have 513 in the building.
Oh.
513.
Hello?
Oh. Hey, it's you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Me? Hi. Sorry.
It's okay.
My apology. This is Kaya.
Hi, Kaya.
How are you? How are you ladies doing tonight?
I am good. I'm so glad you called.
Good. As far as comedians go, I have a lot of favorites. Richard Pryor would be the first, but Bernie Mac, rest in peace. I loved him. And, of course, Dave Chappelle. There are a few others. But I'm so nervous right now, I can't even think. So, I have this poem that I wrote for my future ex. And it's called Overdrawn. If you don't mind, I'll go ahead and read it.
Oh, you don't mind.
It goes, good afternoon, sir. This is Kaya Manning with Hard Savings and Loans. I'm calling as a courtesy to let you know that as of this moment, all of your accounts have been closed. Since joining the bank 6 years ago, there have been numerous mishandlings on your part, as a result of which we feel it best to terminate this relationship. I have here a tally of all your offenses and can certainly go through them if need be. I'll start at the top and work my way down. Please just stop me if there are any inaccuracies. First and foremost is the issue with checks. It seems that you write them and then conveniently forget what it was that you said you'd do, promised even, whether it be taking out the trash or observing a national holiday like my birthday or our anniversary. However, as it would seem, you say things and make promises that you don't really mean, which can no longer be tolerated. There's also some concern regarding the size and frequency in which you make deposits to this institution, and it has been speculated, but never proven, that you've been banking somewhere else. How else could you never have time for a beautiful woman such as myself? You should never be so depleted after working all day if you're not giving my funds away to another. And undoubtedly, you'll never see the same rate of return as you have with me. Your investment here was nothing if not secure, but seeing as how your deposits have become so obscure, you can consider your safe deposit box as well as all other holdings no longer yours. This institution's mission is to cultivate the growth of positive, mutually beneficial, and long-lasting relationships, but after careful review, we find that this is impossible to do with you. So please dispose of your key card as it will be of no further use. Your bags have been packed and set on the curb, and it would be best to retrieve them quickly before the neighbors do. As for second chances, you've had your last, as we are no longer in the business of giving out high-risk loans, and yes, sir, that is what you are. We see no benefit in servicing you further. Besides, this institution has recently been acquired by another, and management there is unbelievably adept. There have been no missed payments in the form of promises, and large deposits are made regularly, as they should be. So, As I stated before, this relationship is no more. Please consider all contracts null and void, as you have been remiss in keeping up your end of the bargain. Should you feel the need to file a complaint, here's a number that would be of use. It's 1-800-382-5968. That's 1-800-FUCK-YOU. That's what I got.
To the left, to the left.
Thank you.
Bravo. Thank you, Swing.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a good night.
Anu in the chat room, she says she is so proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Anu.
Let the people know.
Yeah, tell us how we can find her.
I mean, I'm on Facebook as Kaya Eggy B. That's my nickname, Manning. that's about it. I just pretty much write for a release, you know, nothing else. But yeah, I like friends, so I'll take friends.
That's what's up.
That's what it is.
Please All right, come ladies. And do this again sometime.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. That's what I'm talking about. We have some newbies up in the house tonight. Shout out to the new poets coming up to the mic. I love it.
That's what's up. I'm happy. 30 minutes left on the mic, y'all. If you want to get on the mic, the number to dial is 347-826-9842. If you listen in the chat or via Facebook or however else, that's how you get on the mic. Press 1, and a little lady will be like, you are now in the host queue.
Okay, I'm going to split the piece. It's not mine. It belongs to a poet in the chat room, author Joel. Shout out. Doesn't feel well, so still wants his work to be heard. So I can get there. I can do that. Anything for the poet. This piece is titled "The Thrill Is Gone." Do you remember those days I used to melt away, seeing your smiling face, my panties wetter than Niagara Falls? I used to cry to make you stay home. Where has it all gone? I've asked myself, what happened to those happy days, those kisses that took my pains away? You're no longer the reason I awake. My heart does not beat in harmony with yours. Now I just feel scorned. Yes, you guessed it right. That thrill is gone. And that's that piece.
Well, all right. Now, who was that again?
Arthur Charles.
All right. Okay. Shout out to Arthur Charles. Oh, okay. I remember they said they sent their piece in. I didn't know what they were talking about. Okay.
The thrill is gone. Dang, girl. I don't know about that feeling. All right, next up we have 717 in the building.
717?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear me, all right? Quiet Storm the phone. What's going on?
Hey, what is Quiet Storm.
I guess the topic is what's funny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, who is your comedian, but you don't have to bring a funny piece, per se.
Martin Lawrence. I gotta rock out with Martin Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all day. I gotta stick with Aries, but I got a ton of favorites, you know what I mean? But I'm rocking out with Martin Lawrence tonight.
All right. So real quick, why was he your favorite?
Outside of nothing, I just like his style of comedy, for real, you know what I mean? Run Tell That, all the way back to, I mean, the Martin shows and everything. I just like his style of comedy. Not to mention, here, Aries like me. So.
There y'all, Aries go, bro. Yes, y'all sir. Know y'all stick together. My God.
Aries,
all day.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, what you got for us, Quiet?
I've been working on, like, some haiku. You know what I mean? So I'm going to actually hit you with this haiku. And it says,
Let me see, actually find one of them. It's called "You Just Don't Understand." She thinks she knows what I do not know, but how does she know what I know? That's that piece.
Dude, you know what? Only Aries, right?
I
didn't even get a chance to mute my mic or anything. This shit's already over. You wild, man.
You know that how cool
it is. I love
it, though. It's like 17 syllables, you know what I mean? I can hit you off with a poem, though, you know what I mean? Like a little longer one, but like, you know that how cool is only 17 syllables and shit. So my introduction was a lot longer than what the poem was.
I love her.
Alright.
She likes reading, so. Yeah.
Alright, let me hit you with a poem, alright? I'm going to hit you with a poem. It's a riddle, alright? Hit you with a riddle.
Okay.
I ink, write with the pen. Inspiration comes from within. A fine thought. My words escape from the pen, destined for greatness. It's not a question of if, it's just a matter of when. Quiet storm seasons come, so let the weather begin. Struggles, I call them a breeze in the wind. Cause even in the hardship, I still come out a win. Spiritually grounded, it's time to free your soul of the gin. Punch drunk, like you've been sipping on gin. Pacquiao, Mayweather, now look around. Now who you know that's fucking with him? White on white hardtop, you see me whip through the pen. I flood the streets with poetry, you better learn how to swim. They say I'm hotter than hell, that means I'm familiar with sin. Indulge in victory, like the sweetest of sins. The way I ride this form is like a lyrical swing. A prophet to the game, the savior comes again. I have knowledge of self, faith. Tell me, where have you been? A rose in the semen through the cracks I bend. There's holes in this world, take a needle in him. I give you food for thought, more like a spiritual hymn. Bringing hope to our future when the outlook is thin. Tell me, what's the difference for us now than it was for us then? Slavery still exists, we still fight over skin. A warrior's anthem, a legacy to be told by my next of kin. A history book I ink, write with the pen. Beautiful, miraculous, the gift of the pen. Firestorm poetry, I ink right with the pen. That's that piece right there.
Firestorm, that pen. Something serious, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh man, I'm getting all types of texts and stuff. Tell people how to find your class on. Are you still there?
We don't know. We might have lost him.
All right. Well, check him out on Facebook, Quiet Storm, the poet. That's how you can get up with him. Next up in the building, Gangsta Gangsta. Gangsta, gangsta. Where you at?
You supposed to say my name.
Oh, my bad, Jody. My bad, boo. My bad.
People had the wrong impression. Oh, okay. My comedian. Rest in peace to Robin Harris, baby kid guy.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that he
all
was
right.
Just coming into his own, and he was about to be on a whole nother level. Bernie Mac kind of, you know, was on the same level as him, but I think that the way he would have exploited it, it probably can't even be done. I love his sarcasm and what he had to say, and the way he addressed a lot of issues, but he did it in a funny manner where he brought attention to it, but he made you able to laugh at it as well. like them damn
right.
badass
so
kids. Because
mm-hmm. if you don't, you're going to end up on the news. Don't laugh, you're going to end up on the news. That's
uh-huh.
my public announcement for the evening. Thank you. I'm here all night.
Thank God.
I'm here all night.
It is Jody's turn on the mic, though. Thank you. Like, no. Jody,
so,
say something about Robin
his,
Harris real
in
quick.
In his spirit,
I mean,
say
give
what?
Us a line. Give us a line from one of your.
I really can't give you no line because I hate that I can't do his voice, but I would love to. But I think Bebe Kids took it by storm, just the way he captured the little shitty draws and the badass kids and all he wanted was a date and a kiss or two and he had to deal with the motherfucking badass baby kids. So, I can't really do him, but it's so much. Just watching that movie over and over again is compelling, and I can laugh forever at that movie alone. So.
Yeah, I think that's another one for your collection, Baby's Kids. Indeed.
Yeah.
What you got for us?
So, in that realm, I guess I'll go on with my sarcastic self and spit my to LOL or not to LOL piece. Again, it's called to LOL or not to LOL. So, now we on the LOL tip, hiding LOLs behind them degrading comments and fake friend trips, trying to get it in, then LOL in the end. Well, I ain't buying in. I don't believe all that shit is funny, taking me for a dummy when you the fool. Remember what Carrie did in that school? Blood spilled. So, should I do the same to you? Should I LOL when I clown drown you with this pen, exploit your downfalls, embarrass you to your friends, then LOL at your ass like, I was only kidding. You know how tight your tummy would be if you really thought that shit was funny? Could save you lots of slim fast and treadmill money. Crooked teeth would be showing. But then you lose some honeys. Sublime scent. I receive them, read them, motherfuckers got me bent. Sneaking foreplay under the words you say. This and other people's shit when you know you're the one in a fucked up predicament. Pity? Nah, I ain't got none. You going to be my number one because I'm going to aim this missile at your head to give you a star roll and drop dead Fred, you working up my appetite, and I don't leave till I'm fed. Better be a little more cautious when you think that shit is funny because you're going to have to impeach me. I'm going to be like President Bush on that ass. Don't need you to see your lips to tell you you suck. I'm about to teach thee. You're a roach in a blunt. All I need is tweezers to smoke you up. So next time you try to play me in between the LOL, watch the oxygen you expel and the words you type, because your type got a long tail that leaves a trail. So you should go and tuck it now before I get out my claws, stab you in your emotions and self-conscious flaws, and watch your jaws drop and your mojo fall. Then blame it on, I was just clowning around. In peace.
I was just playing. I was just playing. It wasn't that serious.
Talk shit, and then they be like, LOL, okay, I got you. LOL, you ugly. LOL, your whole family ugly, and you stink, and you ugly shit. LOL. We throwing out LOLs. Yep, LOL. Watch me hit you where her. LOL. I never liked you anyway. LOL.
She said, and how tight your stomach would be if she was really that funny. You ain't lying. That's a cardio for real. If you laughing that high all day, you know?
Right. That's take away your ab workout. You ain't even got to do it.
I know, that's
awesome. We were early in the chat room when she said December 5th. We were talking about your album dropping. Cop that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cop that. It's on Monday is dropping. MP3 download and the hard copy. The hard copy has a bonus track on it. And the first 10 people to buy the hard copy will get a bonus with their order.
Oh, snap. That's how you do business right there, y'all. That's marketing right there.
That is a stock for real. You know, I'm trying to have that under the tree, for real.
thank you so much. I appreciate you, ladies. You know, I made it in right in time to catch the show, so I appreciate you, ladies. Get me in. I love you guys. You know that. You keep me laughing, really laughing, not LOLing. So I'm going to fall back. I'm enjoying the show.
You keep messing with us over here. That's what
I know. That's right. That's going to be. I'm going to be taking pictures of my stomach like, look, this is what China and Dap did.
Well, we can get it. We do. Let me make some money out there. Patent pending, y'all. Patent pending. Don't be trying to do that. Anyway.
Hello. All right, I'm outie, ladies. Thank you.
All right, babe. Yeah, I like that. That was just, I mean, I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all wasn't here for the rest of the whole show, archive, because it was definitely funny. Had a lot of laughs. I needed this. Start off the weekend, you know. Appreciate it. Ooh, I got to hurry up. I just saw Poet creep up on the line. Where you been at, 347? Goodness. 773.
They can think of the quick look at him.
773.
I'm past
7:30.
You time
step?
773, 382,
with you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. All right, I wasn't sure. This is Lyrical Paradigm. Hey, Lyrical.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up, girl?
How y'all doing?
We good.
How
are you in Chicago?
Hi, y'all. All right, I'm going to go ahead and give you my piece, and then I'm going to be quiet again. It's my day off, so I'm playing possum today.
That's what's up. I'm glad you're hanging with us. Get it in.
All right. I send her this concrete so she can see my poetry. It's amazing how she can even be this poetry. I dream her on sleepless night. She be keeping me up late wishing. She's a endless spin to an ecstatic abyss, and she reminds me with light shoulder kissing. See, I hold her in regards to satisfaction. With her, there can be no more perfect distraction. In her heartbeat, I bleed for her. She got me bloodiness in this need for her. See, I'm planting these little seeds with her. She's my underground railroad. See, I'm getting freed with her. She's like my lungs, and I breathe her. And inhale the tale of my greed. Then her and I who need no mic or stage. She knows what I write even before my pen touches the page. My words get tangled in her. And these heartstrings are long, so they just kind of dangle in her. And I can lust her less, but loving her more is so much easier, so I bask in the glory of simply pleasing her. See, I reflect the God I can see in her. Hell, I just want to be with her. Give her my third eye sight so I can see with her. See, I'm even envious of the future my life leads with her. And there can be a day when I'm leaving her. Her afterlife told me, and I believe in her. She got me psychotic, no, manic depressant, better yet pathetic, a wasteful use of my skin so I wear hers. She's the action to every verb, the complete to every end, so as long as I begin, she can live again. And since she lives in me, she don't need to see me. She reads me. Fingertips on goosebumps. She speaks the braille on me. So when she stops spinning, so do we. And if I'm at the bottom, she's definitely at the top. Now, y'all might have a different name, but me, I call her hip-hop.
Yo. That's what I absolutely love it. Adore it. I love it. Yes.
Yeah.
Shot City, we out here. That's my queen from Chicago, y'all. We out here. Y'all claiming it.
That's
cool. You know, we try.
I know you loved it, Anu. Anu, that's my girl. We in love with hip hop, so you know we loved it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's my number one thing right there.
That's her main. That's her main thing. You shout out to Pootie Tang. That's one of the things that make me laugh. Anyway, all right, we appreciate you, Queen. Real quick, let us know where it can find you at.
Lyrical Paradigm on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Lyrical_Siren. Find me at Google+. wherever you can find me, I'm definitely on Facebook. You can, I'm definitely available. That's P A R D.
Fine poetry is found. That's what's up. Appreciate you.
No,
hold on. You trying to spell her name? Come on, spell your name.
Oh, Lyrical Paradigm. P A R D I G M.
Yeah, I'll give you the link, boss.
Okay. I think we already connected. I was just saying for the people that was listening on the line.
Find me, people. Find me. I do feel the
ground.
That's
right.
I'm going to throw that out there.
All love, queen. All right. Next up, 202 in the building. D.C., baby. That's right. Let's rep, baby. So Chicago got their airtime. Let's get our airtime.
Giddy. Don't be mad. Laugh out loud, boo. Laugh out loud. 202, you in the building.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Crystal Words, D.C., by the way, J.A. Portmore, Jamaica. What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal?
What's the deal, Tristan?
What's
you said what happened?
We chilling.
Okay, all right, everything good. Look, I'm not going to even go into a whole lot of stuff. I actually liked, I really like Bill Cosby. If you actually really heard him stand up, I mean, this dude was actually funny without using curse words. I mean, who does that? Who can actually tell and do a skit and make you laugh and don't use no curse words?
Not many, but Steve Harvey did it. Steve Harvey did it for a church.
Oh, no. Yeah, Steve Harvey had his early days of potty mouth, though. You know what I mean? That's before he went bald.
Did.
You know, when he had the afro, he was cursing. When he went bald, he just went straight. Oh, gospel on you. You know, I don't know what he did.
It was like a box fro, like a hot top fade fro or something. Anyway, what you got for us?
It looked like a football helmet without the guard on that joint. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, anyways, I'm going to do this joint called Caged Love. I'm not trying to hold you hostage. I'm trying to imprison the love we have. Keep it in the darkness out of the sun's light so shadows cannot mimic the share us of with others and even be well written. And that our love, that is the sacred as tombs in Egypt, sworn under oath like priests in the Catholic community, would travel the true distance of the earth to the sun, and I won't close my eyes and never open them because my dreams has no interruptions and destructions. Little less faults and flaws, lies would not exist in our world of truth. So to continue live under life, universe, darkness, like those in Jerusalem nights. So I tint the windows in my room, place my entire residence in dark silence, and paint stars on the ceilings and walls and convalescent paints, so our long sleeps will be protected by the stars' light. See, I'm not trying to hold you hostage. I'm trying to imprison the love we have. And if protecting my investment in infinite means separating us from the world to put our love in hiding like bin Laden and only be rediscovered by archaeologists that two people died in love's confinement, then please allow my sentencing to love begin only by caged love. Twisting words, this is the end.
Oh, yeah. Just a word from D.
Indeed.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm just, you know, kicking little verses here and there. You know, I got a book coming out in February. Check me out on Facebook. Go on twisting.words or underscore words and then link up onto my artist page, Words from the Soul. It's going to be premiering in February as well on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have a Words from the Soul radio show, straight, deep, heart-wrenching, even till dark, from the streets, whatever type poetry. I don't want no poetry that's entertaining. I want something that's real, you know, make you cry, to make you laugh, to make you think, you know, put you in a conscious state. You know, that's what Words of Soul is about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, indeed, I do.
All right. So that's my piece, and I send you peace. You know what I mean? Have a good night, ladies.
You too.
Appreciate it. I can't wait to put this back. I'm excited.
It's a good show. And what better way to close it out with the lovely 347? Oh, my goodness. I've been so waiting. We got another one, just creep thing. You barely made it, 717. I'm calling you out. 347, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's good, ladies? How y'all doing?
Well,
we're good. What's up with Kevin?
Ain't that. It's Poetic Black, man. I just came from this land. That's why I was late. You know what I mean? Your boy came through with the W. I'll put it down at the slam tonight. And that's what it is.
That's what's up.
Don't get your slam on, baby.
Oh,
that's
not. So I'm going to spit this piece. And I'll spit this piece I'm working with. I'm trying to convert it into a performance piece. So, you know, I'm going to spit it for y'all. It's called The Street Man's Journey. Feel me on this. In essence, pain never really goes away, it just lingers. Somewhat like the day as it fades into the night, and all you can do is hope that things will be all right, but it's not. And it never really is. We all just find new ways to mask the hurt, whether it be through work or recreational activities. In some way, we're all just searching for the ability to cope. Which explains why my world feels like it's coked up, because I'm numb. In fact, doped up, because I've never felt so low. And as each day goes, I watch my life implode slowly, gradually. I lose all sense of reality, and maybe I've lost all sense of humanity. And it seems like a tragedy the way my vice has got the best of me, because what started out recreational escalated to become the focal point of my day, to the point that my appearance became affected by my late-night obsession turned habits, which eventually began to inhabit my days the way addictions do. And so my taste grew for that escape to the point where I was stuck. So don't ask me how the fuck my life became so unmanaged. Because I didn't ask for this life, it was given. But still, you managed to look at me in disgrace. But replace your shoes with mine and see if the lines from the traces of pain don't appear on the surface of your attire. I mean, there was a time that my life made sense before my innocence was snatched from me, so I tried to find it again. Using any sort of intoxicant to mend me back together again, whether it was cannabis, Ciroc, or Greco, I wouldn't let the day go without it. But don't go pointing your fingers and passing judgment. Because even the judge get judged, and I stood tall in the face of life's verdict, and I didn't budge. I'm still here. Tattered a bit, but I'm still here. My biggest fear is that you misunderstand me. Because living ain't easy. Dying is even harder than that, but I hope to see. And my attire is black and dingy. You can feel my pain. Lend me a smile. Continue my journey. That's that piece.
Wow. I'm just waiting
for
that CD, baby. Because
as soon as
that CD drop, I'm copping that immediately.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up, man. Appreciate the love, y'all. Real talk, man.
Oh, before you go.
I got my favorite comedian, right?
Yeah.
All right. My favorite comedian, hands down, without a shadow of a doubt, gotta be my boy Richard Pryor, man. He did it, man. He transcended like new heights in comedy, you know, and like he's one of the pioneers. So yeah, definitely Richard Pryor.
Indeed. I
agree with you, Mom. All right. Oh, and of course, your Facebook.
Oh, my Facebook page. Y'all can find me Daniel Green. My name is spelled D-A-N-Y-E-I-L. green light the color, hit me up. You know, we know we do the collabs, you know, just show a little support. You know, I mean, let's get our art to the forefront, man. Yo, Blog Talk's a real big movement here, man. You know, Dad from China, y'all pioneers of it, and let's make it happen, man. Let's bring it to the forefront, man. We want to get it. Real talk.
Indeed. Quotes like that makes me want to archive the show and post it up everywhere and, like, listen to what they're saying, what they're saying. But, okay, we appreciate you, Devin.
Real talk.
All right. I guess you're on board trying to have some announcements for you guys.
Shout out to everybody that hung out with us in the chat room. Everybody on the line, you know, I got to talk real fast because we'll have so many minutes on air, but we want to make sure we show out our love to everybody. Mama O, we love you. We sorry we cut your clip. We didn't mean to do you like that, but it was loud, Ma. Shout out to Finale on Cincinnati, Doo-Wop in Cincinnati celebrating their birthdays, Jody, Giovanni Marcel celebrating their birthdays this weekend. Mad love to y'all. We love y'all. Cody, Boss Lady, what you got? You got 35 seconds. Go, go, go.
I'm just going to say that we looking for Dap. She's going to be dropping that CD real soon. I'm hitting the studio. Come next week. Cheer. I'm getting out here.
Yeah.
And with that, we got it. One love. We see y'all on Tuesday.
Now,
we are officially in the archives, and we're going to pull in 717.
Yo, Dap.
Yeah.
That's right there. I went a little earlier. I just, I mean, I don't even know why I'm back in the queue, but, like, I mean, I can spit another piece for you if you want me to do that. No problem, but I did go earlier.
Okay.
So if you got somebody else, you know what I mean? Like, let them rock out. And, yo, I believe it was a lyrical paradigm from Chicago, whatever. Make sure you
do
that to my book. You can do that
for
me? All right, thank you.
No problem. All right, we do have 302 up there dipping and diving and stuff. What's up, girl? All looking late. D. Take yourself off me, D.
Hello.
D, are you coming? Okay. I don't know what's going on with Poetic Seduction. But okay, maybe next time. We're going to close this out. Close this out. Play your track. And we see you guys on Tuesday.
Well, we appreciate y'all again. Thanks for spending your time with us. What we got coming up this Tuesday?
We're going to be on air Tuesday?
Did we taking a break?
We might not be on air. I could have totally said it right there. I thought we might.
I believe we did
not. You know, catch us call on Friday.
We'll have open mic on Friday night, so y'all bring your open mic pieces. We out. We love y'all. You know, we be trying to figure things out all at the wrong time. We love y'all, though. Peace out.
To go. pro, you know. Do a long throw with the backstroke. My hormones jumping like a disco. I be popping dish like some Crisco. And all you gotta say is mystical. And when you say no, I won't move so.
Yeah.